From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Kofi Annan criticizes President Bush.
First, in Washington, working on a new Iraq policy, Mr. Bush today met with senior officials at the State Department, and after the meeting, he spoke to reporters.
I'm looking forward to continuing my deliberations with the military. There's no question we got to make sure that the State Department and the Defense Department are the efforts and their recommendations are closely coordinated, so that when I do speak to the American people, they will know that I've listened to all aspects of government and that the way forward is a way forward to achieve our objective, to succeed in Iraq.
The plan is to formulate this new Iraq policy over the next few weeks. Joining us, NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, hello again. And who was the president talking to at the State Department?
He met with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and her top aides at the State Department. And Alex, it is just feeling like it's all Iraq all the time at the White House. That is the issue that is dominating the discussions. And at the State Department, again, it's that effort to broaden the dialogue as the president searches for what they do call now the way forward, the language that was also included in the Iraq Study Group's report. He's looking for input from the State Department, though this is not the final report that the State Department is going to give him assessing the situation. He's also, as you know, still waiting for reports from the Pentagon and from his National Security Council.
Well, was this discussion today at State, was this about the 79 recommendations from the Iraq Study Group and its conclusions that the situation is not going well?
We have not gotten a full readout on exactly what they talked about. But no, I think it's safe to say that they did not go through the items in the Iraq Study Group report, those 79, nearly 80 recommendations that are included. The president, again, is trying to send the signal to the public, too, I think, that he is looking for ideas from different places. Now, it may be that the State Department agrees with some of the things in the Iraq Study Group report. We'll have to wait and see. We do know that Secretary Rice has been cool to some things in it, specifically the notion of direct talks with Syria and Iran. But this was really the focus on what the diplomatic approach needs to be in Iraq, which is separate from the military approach and even the political approach somewhat.
So you mentioned it's Iraq all the time. Mr. Bush is meeting tomorrow with a top Sunni leader at the White House. Who is that?
It's the vice president of Iraq. It's Tariq al-Hashimi. He was actually expected to come in next month, but the meeting has been moved up just, I think, to underscore the real urgency that the White House is feeling on this topic. And again, it follows by a meeting last week with Abdul Aziz al-Hakim, who is a leading Shiite leader whose group controls the largest single bloc within the Iraqi assembly.
Don, has the White House given you a date and a time for when Mr. Bush is going to make this speech to the nation?
No date, no time. He's got to get those other reports he's still waiting for yet. And he's also going to have a meeting at the Pentagon later this week and a teleconference with commanders on the ground in Iraq. What we are told is that it's likely before Christmas. But again, that is not set in concrete at this point.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, thank you.
A pleasure.